Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good afternoon. As we get set for a Friday edition, Jay Duker is in the house. First, I have to say hi to Sue. Sue, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Already sorry today, though. We played X's and O's with Annie here.
Guess who
a
won?
Short time ago.
You did.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
lost.
I'm talking
I
about.
It. I don't know. I'm going to call.
Rigged.
Yeah, it was rigged. State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman is also with us this afternoon. How are you?
Fantastic.
And State
you just
Representative...
skipped over me, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows you, Jane. That's the thing.
I mean, that's hurtful.
They wish they wouldn't have, but I kind of...
Apparently not.
What'd you say? Steve Butts is here also.
Hi, Mark. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday
to you.
Hi, Jane.
Nice to see you.
Hi,
Sue,
Steve.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Steve.
Hey, Steve, let's get this done right off the bat. Quick plug for tomorrow, the cleanup. We talked to you yesterday a little bit, but why don't get people motivated for this?
Yeah. So we've been doing this, trying to, you know, unite the north side all the way to the south side, trash pickup along primarily the 55 corridor.
Let's go.
So I am in charge of the group that meets at the YMCA Recplex in Crandallet Park. That's tomorrow morning. If you would like to lend about 2 hours, there are lots of places to go. You will be assigned something that's appropriate for you and a distance you want to travel. Everything from 400 yards to 4 or 5 miles. Marlon Anderson, my colleague in the house from the north side, has a group starting at the O'Fallon Park Recplex, which for us Southsiders, I encourage you to go up to O'Fallon Park. It's like a mirror image of Crandallet Park. Has a Recplex just like ours. And Marlon and his gang are heading south. We'll be heading north. And it's just something, a positive way to keep it some mojo going and do something positive.
Yay!
That's nice.
Well, good luck with that. I hope that you get a lot of volunteers. I have some 9-year-old volleyball to attend tomorrow, mm-hmm. or I would be there, and I told you that would be there. But how long does it go throughout the day?
We're done by noon.
Okay.
So,
well, let's talk about, you know, there's a lot of things that have happened even today.
The Taylor Swift album?
News cycle. That is one, and I bought it on vinyl, I just have you know, at Target today, and I'm one listen in.
They still
in.
Had some?
Yeah, they did, actually.
I was going to try and get one for my kid.
It's a little darker, not as catchy as some of the Tay-Tay stuff, I will say this, but it's just a first listen. But look, we had a guy that set himself on fire today in
this
front of cameras down at the Trump trial. Yeah, so we know a little bit about him. And Jane, you asked me this question, you know, did he live? I actually don't even know the answer to that. Sue, did you hear if the guy...
I mean, I saw the video, and I'm not sure how... I mean, it's bad. I mean, it was a big fire. The video is horrific.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I don't know how any human would have survived that, frankly.
He had a sign... There's a lot of mental illness in this country, right? There's a sign that was saying something about Trump and Biden working together to orchestrate a coup and alleging some sort of Ponzi scheme. There's other things that have been dug up now about this guy on social media where he says this. His name is Max Azzarello. And he said, my politics, this is on Reddit, include believing both U.S. parties have been taken over by financial criminals and that the U.S. has been a full-blown secret kleptocracy ever since CIA Director George H.W. Bush got to the White House. I'm a huge proponent of left unity and believe that only the left has the power to build a united movement to enact meaningful change. Apparently, meaningful change is setting yourself on fire today in front of Trump.
What a sick man.
The other story of the day is Title IX and the changes. And someone who is on the left, and there's a couple of people here in this room, are going to have to explain what's going on here and what this administration thinks it's doing, because now sex equals gender identity. Men can now take academic and athletic scholarships from women. Men will have full access to bathrooms, locker rooms, etc. They could be housed in dorm rooms with women. Students and faculty must compel their speech by requiring the use of preferred pronouns. And by the way, if you do not meet these guidelines, you could be charged and federal money could be pulled from you, too.
Well, this
is insane, guys. It's insane that this is happening. And if this guy's trying to do more to drop in the polls, congratulations on that.
I'm flabbergasted. I mean, so what happened to the NCAA deciding? What happened
there
to the
There were really
schools
good rules that deciding.
Just
got promulgated
the
last week
and,
by that.
But by doing this, it appears to me, and I haven't read everything on it yet, but what I'm feeling is that, again, if you the federal government has now come in and preempted, because once they put federal funds on the line and they start dictating scholarships and whatnot, I mean, these schools have no recourse. I mean,
I guess they could just close all their athletics. What are their options at some point?
Oh, no, then you just give it up because,
you just say forget it. Like,
you
we're
just
not
forget
doing
all
this.
Of it.
There's more video that's just gone viral of some girls who are shot putters. They're all young girls who refuse to compete against a boy.
And yeah, in West Virginia. It was awesome. And this is what Riley Gaines has said you should do, and I agree with her. There's these five girls in middle school that said, no, we're not going to do it. And that's
the
only
answer.
Thing that's going to maybe change
answer.
This.
Does not have the competition.
The schools have to just close
it.
If you're trying
that's
to
sad.
End women's sports, congratulations,
well,
you've
that's
just done
that, that's how I feel. I feel like, you know, because here's the thing. There aren't a lot of women who are transitioning to men who are dying to get into competition. This is only going one way, guys, and it's screwing the women.
And it's about mental illness, and it's about accommodating people who are very ill and should be getting help. And instead, they're using them for an agenda, and so people should feel sorry for all of them, but especially the women and the girls who are trying to compete.
Now, look, Steve, I've picked on you a little bit from this perspective, and I don't mean to do that because, you know, we're friends and I like you, but one of the things that you said aftermath
Mark.
Of what happened last year, because there was testimony in Jeff City on some of these trans issues.
It was.
And you mentioned that you would defer to the experts. And I tried to correct you on that at the time, and I'm going to continue to do that. The experts are so wrong, Steve, on this stuff. Now, look, I'm going to tell you what's happened in the past year since you saw the experts. It's all flipped around. You go to Scotland yesterday, just banned puberty blockers. You know what's happened with the Tavistock
UK.
Clinic. All of this matches up with Jamie Reid. You can say Jamie Reid was making stuff up, but you can't do that anymore because every story that comes out matches up with what she said. And it's horrifying, and it's child abuse. I don't care how you want to live or what you want to do, but we should not be a party to that in our medical institutions of abusing children. So, you know, the experts get it wrong, and they got it wrong on this topic a lot. And now a lot of the experts that thought that this was right, including some of the leading, you know, people that were in the gender transitioning movement, whatever you'd want to call it, have said, wait a second, we've gone too far.
And the endocrinologists are coming out against it, too. And you see even everybody who got laughed at about this being a slippery slope. In Canada, they removed two guys' fingers because he identified as being disabled.
Right. I talked
and
about
so
that last week.
Is,
so where does that
so
take
this
us?
This is my point. We've lost all credibility. And the idea that we should trust the experts, with all due respect to my friend Steve Butts, is really what got us into so much trouble. In fact, if you can't trust yourself about what is a boy and what is a girl, then the experts can sell you anything. And I think this is about Marxist propaganda and not actually about the gender ideology. And our kids are just victims in the process.
Okay, I reject most of that. I'm going to say,
I think she's right.
Balance. Yeah, Mark, I think a year ago I told you, yeah, Mark, I'm going to listen to the guys, the doctors and whatnot at WashU. Over you, with all due respect.
Shouldn't have done that because they're wrong and I'm right. I'm going
to
tell you right now.
And if they're going to be wrong because of other scientific discoveries and the other researchers in Scotland and England, they will change their position.
But how many kids get hurt in the meantime? What's acceptable for that process to experiment
on? I don't
know. That's
what are they waiting for? It's not up to you. It's up to their parents and their doctors.
And here's the thing. Because they're saying in states across the country, they're taking kids away if you don't agree to transition them. They're having children's divisions step in and remove children because parents aren't validating the mental illness their children are suffering from. So it's not between the parents.
I also think that we're conflating. I think we're conflating two issues. The one about kids under 18, that to me is a separate issue from this issue which is the women's athletics. That to me is not an expert versus a non-expert issue. Okay, we agree. Okay, maybe they've done the surgery, maybe they whatever. That doesn't matter. It's unfair competition, and I don't know that we need experts to tell us that if you were born a male. And you don't get to take women's scholarships. I mean, that's a very different issue than kids under 17.
Okay, I agree with you. Separate but related, though. And the reason that that's important is because you have doctors at WashU who are part and parcel to the child abuse that then vaults the trans kid. 90% of them are going to realize they were gay or something like that. They're going to have deep regrets about this. But those who don't are going to compete against women.
Well, I'm talking about the kids who, they're already of age and they've already determined that they want to transition. And good. OK, once you're 18, do what you got to do. I mean, so they're in college. So presumably they're over that age. So, that has to be separated. But this idea that biological males get to compete and take women's scholarships is offensive to me as a woman.
And I have sympathy
for this issue, and they're turning me off. I believe there are people with gender dysphoria.
I
believe that these kids should not be harassed. But you do not get ahead. A bump. If all these women were competing to get into men's sports, I would say, but they're not. This is only going against one way, and it's going against women. And that they're leveraging something, and I don't think that that's fair. You're an adult. You've transitioned. Good for you, but you don't get a leg up for that. You want to be treated like an adult? You want to change your body? You want to change your gender? Good.
And by the way, the rest of us would be fine with that, too. That's exactly right.
All right, fair enough, though. But on this point, I would say I still think, the sanctioning boards like the NCAA, in Missouri, MSHA, the IOC, it's always been that way. These groups are in charge of running who gets to compete, what's the qualifications.
Okay, so why is the president?
Yeah, it is true.
He's preempting all of the sports.
And the federal government should not override the authority of sports
throughout
this
country. That's the part that concerns me.
That's what I'm saying is it's not true because when Biden's doing this, they're erasing every bit of that.
They are. And that's the trouble I have is wait a minute. So why does the federal government get to come in and overrule all of this? Because you know what? I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about this. And I think there's even been some movement on this issue.
I really can't believe they did this. I mean, there's a lot of things
that shocked
me. I think
this is about overreaching I was surprised by it. I was genuinely surprised.
It's so unpopular. It's like, why would you do in an election year something that everybody hates?
All right, hang on. Jane Duker, State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, State Rep Steve Butts. But let me ask this question. This ties in too. So I hadn't even talked about this because it happened late in the show yesterday. But there is an email that I have here from DeWitt, Michigan. And this is addressing kindergarten, first grade, second graders, right? We're not talking about middle school. We're not talking about high school. Dear parents, guardians, we would like to inform you of a lesson that will be taught in your child's classroom. The lesson goals are to help students share and explore pronouns through discussion and literature to embrace differences and promote acceptance. During the lesson, students will, quote, listen to the book, They, She, He, Me, Free to Be, and participate in discussion about the book. Practice using the pronouns they, them, and what to do if we make a mistake. Sorry, this is unbelievably hilarious when you think about it. Learn that it's not okay to change someone's pronouns on purpose and always try to use the pronouns that people want to be called. No, 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 and no. This is a bunch of bull, you know what, and I don't want any part of it in the schools, especially with elementary school students. And your party, Steve Butts, is pushing this crap across the country. And here's what you need to know. And I think you do know this. Do you know why Donald Trump's going to win this election? Because of this stuff.
I don't know that Donald Trump is going to win this election.
All right, let me say this, Steve, and I don't know either. But if he does win the election,
This will
you
be
don't
part
think
of
that
the
this
issue.
Is going to be part of it in the border that's run amok and all the denials about every issue? I mean, you're handing, if this guy wasn't in court right now, these polls would be 20 points, okay, if he didn't have the baggage. I don't think there's questions about that.
I don't think the baggage is affecting him at all. I think his supporters don't care if he gets indicted and convicted of 80,000 crimes. It doesn't matter.
But no, Jane, wait, I want to break that down a little bit because Bill Barr said something this week, and I can totally relate to it because you know, you've known me, you guys have all known that I'm not a big Trump fan, especially of the behavior, right? Mm-hmm. I have got no choice. Presented with this crap that this administration is doing, look, we can talk about this in the next segment.
Newsflash, we feel
they
the
don't
way.
Have yeah, you, look, you look, can't. They don't have the courage. Now, wait a second. They don't have the courage today to answer a question about Iran and Israel. They won't answer the question. How can this administration be that inept to not be prepared or not be willing? And why is that? Why are they not willing to answer the question?
Michigan.
Because that, thank you, Mary Elizabeth, because of Michigan. It's disgusting. And we'll see if anybody really wants to talk about it in the legacy media, what's going on. We're coming back to the Reardon Roundtable on a Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Reardon Roundtable on a Friday afternoon. Jane is here on the panel. State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. Steve Butts, State Representative. Rocking and rolling through some other topics here. Columbia University, I can play some of the audio of the protesters. The one question, Mary Elizabeth, I'll start with you on this one, is can you imagine being a Jewish student at one of these Ivy League institutions, including this one with, death to Israel, death to the U.S., supporting terrorists? I'm all for free speech on college campuses, but this is going well beyond that at this time.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're talking about violent speech. We're not talking about free speech, and there's a difference. And I've never seen, this is the height of hypocrisy, of these children of congressmen who are camping out in matching tents, playing games, and then when they get kicked off, the quad, who cleans it up? Employees,
by the way, one of the things that they're doing is they're legitimately delaying, and I'm sure some of this is on purpose, the setup for the commencement at Columbia University. So they're going to affect a lot of people, which is part of what they
want. Well, they shouldn't. They should. I mean, they all have codes of conduct. They all have behavior. And what happens is the kids up until now, and it's starting to a little bit change, very, very little. The conservative kids were the ones who got in trouble, and the liberal kids were rewarded, and you could shout whatever you want. And when I was a kid learning about the Holocaust, I thought that the stuff that we heard about that was going on in Germany, I could never imagine it. And now we're seeing open attacks on our Jewish friends and neighbors. We are seeing getting rid of the sanctions to Iran and watching them bomb our ally and the only democracy in the Middle East. And what's our president's response? Well, I think it's going to be really hard next time to be as successful as we were stopping real heart when it comes. I mean, calls for a ceasefire without calls for a release of the hostages. It is so abundantly clear the level of anti-Semitism. And I feel so naive for us thinking that it had gone away instead of just gone quiet. And it's horrifying. It's just horrifying.
And you know, $89,000 a year to go to Columbia.
For your kid to get indoctrinated?
Yeah, for these spoiled brats to be talking about. I mean, you know what? I'm glad the police finally stepped in. I'm glad Google fired all those crazy protesters.
Well, there is a bit of a trend. You know, this happened at Vanderbilt.
People are getting done.
When it happened at Vanderbilt, they wasted no time. They expelled students down there. There were laws that were broken, and these whiny snowflakes go out there, and they complain. And this one kid goes, and they were wearing masks outside, which is one of my favorite parts of the story. But he actually made the claim that he was treated better in jail than he was by the chancellor of Vanderbilt University. Yeah, because you broke into the office. You broke windows. You assaulted a police officer.
Who was the girl who threatened to kill people?
And then she was crying when
she
got.
She made threats to kill a
city council.
She
actually made threats to kill. And by the way, she was SLU educated. That's
helpful.
I know,
as an open record saying, I'm going to kill
you
all.
But Steve Butts, one of the questions I would have on all this is what is the end game here with some of this? Because you can have civil protests. We've had those throughout history, but this is turning into something a lot different. And again, you know, this might surprise people. I think it's ridiculous when over the course of time we've tried to ban flag burning. I think it's reprehensible, right? But you do
that. They have a right to do it.
They do have a right to do it. It's a freedom of speech issue. So, but I think we're in different territory here with some of this too.
So certainly on the anti-Semitism we're experiencing, to Mary Elizabeth's point, I did not think we would ever experience again what we learned about after World War II. But I think the plight of humanity throughout the ages is we are doomed to repeat lessons from history that we refuse to learn.
Well, because they think nothing happened before they were born.
Yeah. Well, this is on a slippery, we're on a slippery slope here. There is no doubt in my mind. And when I did hear the kids at Vanderbilt and all that, I'm like, if you're at Vanderbilt or Columbia or even UMSL, where I graduated from, you have great privilege with that comes responsibility. And if you want to get arrested for your protest, then, you know, you stand up for what you really believe in. To complain about how you were treated for 24 hours in your school's quad in Tennessee, I'm like,
abandoned all the trash for the janitors to clean up while you're crying about
well, that's another good point.
In their matching tents. Who is paying for this nonsense?
Hey, by the way, since we're talking about universities and stuff, let's Steve, you're a big supporter of St. Louis University. You hear that Dylan Mulvaney's going to be there on Monday, I think. The trans influencer. Isn't this a Jesuit institution? I can't remember. Can someone remind me of that?
It's a Jesuit institution, but you know, Jesuits have a very broad mind, Mark, if you know the...
What's the value of having Dylan Mulvaney?
Only my freshman year. No, I'm an
alum. Okay, I'm an alum. Law school.
So... It's really, the problem is it's confusing to people. They don't understand how can this be happening at a Catholic school. Do people have a right to have whatever speaker they want? You know, the liberal schools have conservative speakers on. I think that they should. I don't think those people should get death threats or counter protests or all these problems that people get when they go and, you know, Jordan Peterson talks at some liberal school. And I don't think Dylan Mulvaney has any shot or chance or hope of being on a Catholic university. I also... I think the reason why that's different is because it's confusing to people. The Catholic Church is one of the last places that has a coherent view on human sexuality and identity. And when you invite people who are promoting something that is outside of that, it's confusing. And I think a lot of the conservative donors who are supporting SLU don't like this kind of thing. And I don't understand why they continue to play these kinds of games. Like, this is what the church teaches, and we're in union with the church, but wink, wink, nod, nod. It's super cute to have this guy come on campus who says terrible things.
But here's why, and this is why I brought this up now. There's common ground in all of this, right? Although we're seeing some pushback at Vanderbilt, I'm very impressed. We have the arrest. But the students... are running the asylum, right?
Sorry, I got really grumpy with
that. The administration is so terrified of these woke students and what might happen to them, and they're out of their minds liberal anyway, so that's how this stuff happens. I really don't understand. What's the value of Dylan Mulvaney, someone who basically mocks women? I mean, it's almost like a satirical...
It's a theme today. I don't, you know... I don't care that he's there.
It's not women, it's girlhood.
But I think, you know, are we going to have counter speech? That's the thing. It's like,
no, Ben Shapiro's not going to SLU.
Well, and that's the thing.
I think they kicked off. Now that you say that, there was I wish I could remember better.
Who they kicked
off?
There
was a conservative speaker who was supposed to come, and they kicked them off campus because the students got mad.
Hey,
well, here's
I
the
just
thing.
Think at the university level, it makes a lot of sense to have someone
have
that's extremely
exactly.
liberal.
Exactly. You address speech with
free
more speech.
Because Catholic university
general,
or not, there's a fair exchange of ideas that goes
right.
on in
but
that
we don't have
quadrangle.
That. There are that's people making, you know, decisions, so. And... I mean, and I do agree that these kids are running the show more than they should.
Okay, Matt Walsh. Okay,
Matt
Walsh.
That's right.
Credit,
it was
okay,
Matt
but
Walsh.
To their credit, see, Steve, I think this is an important point, and I've made this before. It's the same thing with the claims, the ridiculous book ban claims. Like, it'd be one thing if you were, you know, just doing things on both sides, and you were including, let's say, you have books that were Ben Shapiro's and Matt Walsh's and stuff like that. So at SLU, they invited him. He was shouted down, and they wanted him kicked out. I don't know if there's going to be protesters for Dylan Mulvaney, but in most circumstances, there's not a lot of parity when it comes to both sides. I think college students should have access to all
these
things.
You're saying
in
that case, the college kid shouted him down and didn't let him speak?
And
that should have been prevented. Yeah. See, this is the thing.
Yes.
I mean, you know what?
I mean, you got to listen to both sides.
Listen to both sides.
You're
going
to invite both sides. You got to listen to both sides.
And why are these children?
Or don't come to the speech.
Right. Well, don't go to college. I mean, don't go to college if you can't handle something. I mean,
this speech is violence movement. Like, come on.
Right.
But the problem, I will say, there's a distinction about inviting people to a Catholic university that openly promotes things that are against Catholic teaching. I think that that's really, really... difficult for people to understand. I agree that more speech is better than less speech, but a public university or a non-Catholic university or a secular university makes a heck of a lot more sense to me to have somebody that is promoting something that is against the church.
But I think the church has the authority and the right if they want to bring somebody in that goes against just because.
But
they
didn't. That's the point. They're playing games and they're winking and nodding. The archbishop is not fine.
Okay,
with this,
but as you
I
point out,
guess.
There's consequences
for
their actions.
He has no authority over St. Louis U. That,
exactly.
I mean, that's
they're
well
Jesuits.
Established.
That's the
that's
problem.
A Jesuit run right. and they're institution. I think Pope Francis, he'd probably be okay with it.
No, he already said
no.
Girl,
he absolutely
boy.
Did
with
not.
With having a speaker at SLU.
I guess, whatever. But I mean, if you're going to draw a line in the sand, is this the guy you want to draw it for? No, I don't think so. But I also think,
like,
have everybody
invite
come.
An intellectual, somebody who's going to contribute meaningfully,
I mean,
but a caricature.
Exactly. That's what Influencers. He is a caricature. And, you know,
you did
address consequences. And Mizzou had consequences, too, for some of the woke crap from a decade ago.
Remember
and
our buddy Melissa Clinton?
Oh, extremely
and it took
well.
A long time.
So,
and Moon Choi had to work very hard
right,
to fix
so
that.
There will be consequences at SLU. I don't think there's any doubt. While we're on this sort of, this is another one of those related topics, and you had this guy that came out a couple weeks ago, Yuri Berliner at NPR, that exposed all the journalistic malpractice. It's no surprise to me. I've been following this for a long time. And now this new CEO is a piece of work, too, and I don't know how long she's going to last.
Christopher Rufo's got delicious tweets
Chris Rufo has been all over this and really done a great job, and I don't know if she is going to survive. But here's the thing. You know, she used to run Wikipedia, and, you know, this is funny, too. They have an entry on the concept of cultural Marxism. Soon after Catherine Marr became CEO, the page got deleted, and now it's called the far-right conspiracy theory. So she's a perfect fit for NPR. There's no doubt about that. But this goes to the issue of journalistic fairness and actual accountability. We don't have it in journalism anymore, and I complain about it all the time. By the way, we don't have it in St. Louis, and I'm experiencing that with members of the staff at KSDK right now on Twitter. It's pretty entertaining. You should check it out. But NPR, I'll just go through the line here, should be defunded immediately.
Hear, hear.
What would the reason to be, Jane, at this point in time, especially knowing what they're all about, to give them federal tax dollars?
I mean,
public television or public radio. There was a reason in the past. There was. No longer.
I mean, I read his article, and look, there is no, there's, Fox News is no better than NPR or, you know, NPR used
look,
to.
Look, I'm going to challenge
just made
you
the
that.
No,
gonna,
no, she just made the argument look, for me. If
on.
They're no better than Fox, then why is the taxpayers
right.
not going to Fox?
I agree. But NPR didn't used to be that way. Conservatives used
well,
to watch NPR.
That was Uri's point.
And because they used to say, hey, these are the facts. We're not going to take a side, but now we have journalism is now agenda journalism. And it's very frustrating. And you wonder why the public is so just like they're questioning everything they hear because of this agenda stuff. And so when they basically fired him, I'm like, well, you just proved the point. I mean, like, what in what world did you think that was a good idea? I mean, the guy genuinely, no, okay, he didn't follow the rules, whatever. Since when do the liberals ever follow the rules? I hate to say it, the wacky left. Lawlessness beads, you know, it begets lawlessness. So all the people before you who violated journalistic standards to, you know, to mollify protesters are now mad that the conservative says that there's a problem. And I'm like, again, it's this hypocrisy of it. So NPR is going to have to sing for their supper, and I'm not sure it's going to go well because I think that they are not helping their cause. I think that they had a lane where they could just report the news, and they've decided they wanted to be part of the social justice movement. When media companies become part of a movement, they're no longer journalists. They're opinionated.
Mark, can I ask a serious question of you? Aren't you kind of glad that that reporter, in air quotes, that you're fighting with has put these tags behind her name? Because in some ways, I'm really glad you've identified that I'm going into a hostile situation, because so many times conservatives get lulled into thinking that this is the media and they're going to be reporting on the story. And by flagging it in that way, it is a reminder to every other Republican elected that this person doesn't like you.
Well, I don't understand. So this goes to a dispute that I've had with Michelle Lee at Channel 5, because I happen to see that she uses she, her right up there next to her name. And then she told me yesterday that she's an ally to the LGBTQ plus community. So I just asked this question of KSDK News. Is an ally of the LGBTQ plus, I like to say alphabet mafia community, someone who should be reporting on Title IX? Now, Mark Maxwell, who's a political reporter over at Channel 5, who is also biased, as I've noticed, but here's what he said to me. He got involved. He's defending Michelle, and I guess I'm not trying to make this personal, but they certainly are. Your job might be to stir outrage. Fine. Good luck with that. Ours, this is a news reporter, okay? Ours is to encourage and foster understanding. We value different viewpoints and backgrounds because we strive to show the public that their voices matter, no matter who they are. I didn't learn all that in journalism school.
No, I would think
when I graduated
to that point, I would say,
from
no,
Mizzou in 1986, your job is to tell us the truth.
Report the news.
Yeah.
Do investigative reporting. Right. But I do kind of get we're so fractionalized, right? Even in media, all these media companies have to make money. They're all struggling. There's 150 or more different lanes. They all have, what do you have to do to get subscribers? How do you,
and
you know,
I,
advertising
and I,
has changed.
I like her a lot. I watch her every day. I like Mark Maxwell's reporting on a lot of things. And I'm sitting here going,
I don't know, I'd call it reporting.
I don't understand when journalism turned into choosing any side. No sides. Good, bad, and different.
Yeah, to a certain extent, at least they're being honest about it at Channel 5 and elsewhere. I mean, I can cite some stuff with Alexis Otis at Channel 4, too. This is what journalism has become. It's sad. It really is, because now we don't have, and this was Yuri Berliner's whole point, we don't have the safeguards. You know, it's one thing if NPR wants to go all in on the Trump conspiracy stuff, but when it doesn't result in what they said it would, then you go back and you correct it.
Correct
and that
it.
Was one of the things that this guy really got mad about. And I, you know,
I'm still
I
waiting
this...
on the correction for COVID. When St. Louis
Thank
County,
you. Thank
St.
You,
Louis
Jane.
County
yes.
ruined, I mean, ruined St. Louis County,
right.
and their outcomes were worse than
but
every surrounding jurisdiction.
But let's not forget that the legacy media plays an important role in communicating. That's not how it was set up, by the way. We were supposed to be the safeguard, the fourth estate. Yep. This is what I learned when I was in journalism school, right? We're not supposed to accept the word of Dr. Fauci and others and lock the world down because of a virus that we're a little unclear about. Journalism didn't do its job. And
that's
the
right.
ones that did broke free. Barry Weiss from the New York Times and some of the others, Mike Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi. They saw the dangers here. Now we're in much worse shape because even though this stuff is being exposed, I don't know that anything's going to change in
journalism.
No, I think people are going
to
get more.
We desensitized people to the authoritarian response of government and a lack of responsibility and questioning. It's really scary.
Hang on, one more segment to go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, before we go back to the roundtable, I have some Aerosmith tickets to give away. We've been giving away all week long. How about call number 5 right now, 314-241-9797. No, Mary Elizabeth Coleman and Steve Butts, you are not eligible, nor is Jane Duker. But
my
we can all go to the
Steve.
Show.
Hurtful.
Hi, I'm Steve. Call number 3. Abby, call number 5, I think is what I said. 241-9797. Steve Butts, real quick, the education bill. Is this going to the governor's desk right now, and what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is. On balance, I like the bill very much from the beginning. There's excellent front page article in the Post today by Jack Suntrup, and it's worth a read. I think it's a fair analysis of what happened yesterday. The vote was very close in the House, and it had passed through the Senate. Some good modifications to me. There were wins for every aspect of education. The charter school community, for sure, the traditional public schools, especially SLPS, which that meant a lot to me. And the Mo Scholars program. So it was a win-win-win and something for preschoolers in there as well. So
was there
preschoolers, homeschoolers.
I don't know if I can
preschool.
Say this. Jane, yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Was there perhaps a bit of a compromise?
There was a lot of compromise.
I had to head into a separate bill to do a fix so that this one could pass. So that means compromise.
I think it's really a very big win. It's an expansion of the Mo Scholars program, which has been very important for people who want parents to have more control over their education. It's more money for traditional education. I frankly thought it was not going to be a very close vote. Steve and I were talking about that beforehand. When you read the bill, it's like, how could you be against this?
Yeah, I get how people were against it, especially on my side. But I thought there would be... It would be not as close as it was, but at the end of the day, we're going to find out in about 2 years if I was right to be voting on the prevailing side and if the funding is there. If we raise public school teachers, I think people are still shocked that there are public school teachers full-time making $25,000 minimum salaries in the state, not in our area here in St. Louis.
That's outrageous.
It goes to $40,000.
Nobody wants teachers to be paid like that.
Goes to $40,000, a lot of increase. The biggest thing for SLPS is their funding, a big chunk of their funding from the state on the formula, not to get in the weeds, is going to be based upon enrollment, not average daily attendance. And that's a big deal when you're in a district like the city of St. Louis, that there's just a lot of kids that, for whatever reason, 100 reasons, aren't in school regularly.
But not just St. Louis Public School. That's for rural schools as well. I mean, I think that it truly is a win across the board.
All right, I got to do a couple more things here because we're running out of time. I'm just going to do this as a yes or no for the panel. Okay, you guys. Jane, I'll start with you.
Yes.
Have you ever had an uncle or an aunt beaten by cannibals? Yes or no?
It's possible.
Okay, Mary Elizabeth, have you?
Nope.
Okay, Steve?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know any cannibals.
Next topic. Steve, I'll start with you. Whitey Herzog. Sad week, but man, what a legend, right?
It was a legend. And I came into my own right in the 70s and the 80s, and Whitey was a class act. He's from that last great generation, right? Born during the Depression, but everything about him. And when you listen to the old tapes on KMOX and interviews with him, it's just unbelievable. And what he did for St. Louis during the 1980s, I mean, we're still smiling about Cardinals baseball in the 1980s.
Well, by the way, part of the reason that we're so pissed off about last season and some of what's happening right now is because of the 1980s. Let's face it.
The 70s were dark. The 70s were dark.
The 70s as a teenager, believe me, we didn't win at all for a decade.
So the fact that we started winning was like, I mean, the heyday of my life, you know, 1982, 84.
So we're used to winning.
Yeah.
And compared to other cities, and especially cities our size, I mean, we are spoiled.
Yes.
But
we're
should
a sports
be spoiled.
Town.
We're a sports town, and we are the home of the St. Louis Cardinals.
And we support them. I would guess better than any sports team could ever hope. We do have the best fans in baseball, and you can hate me if you want.
This is a big weekend. The Milwaukee Brewers are in town, and you know this. In the end, I think most people expect this is going to be a tight division. The Cardinals are right there, about 500, maybe a game under.
It's a mediocre division, so that's one thing that helps.
The frustrating thing, I think, for people who pay attention to the team is we're seeing some of the same issues from last year. Now, Sonny Gray's off to a great start. There are other highlights. I'm very worried about Paul Goldschmidt, but this could be, look, you win the series this weekend. They have to win series, and they didn't, you know, last weekend, but they won against the A's. They won a couple of series so far, so it's all a good thing, and maybe they're going to head in the right direction. Steve Butts, good luck with the trash pickup tomorrow. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this effort with Charlie Brennan in the 5 o'clock hour, because that's something that's been near and dear to his heart for years. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, thank you for coming in. Great to see you again. And Jane, are you going to hang out here in the next hour?
Yep.
I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but the music just blared out and I wasn't supposed to do that. This is one of those Fridays that feels like a Monday just a little bit. Jane, we got a lot of stuff. We got Paul Hall and Entertainment Cusimano as well all coming up. Thank you, gang. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.